Module 2. When should feedback occur? One aspect of delivering constructive criticism is in knowing the right time and opportunity to deliver it. Some instances can be addressed on the employee's next annual review, while others should be addressed right away. If it is done too soon, it could make the employee doubt their abilities and affect their job performance. If delivered too late, then the employee may ignore it altogether and dismiss any help at all. Identifying key situations can help decide when feedback needs to be done. Repeated events or behavior. An employee that displays repeated negative behaviors or patterns should be addressed in order to either stop or prevent it in the future. Before addressing the problem, the employee should be monitored to ensure the event or behavior is reoccurring, not a one-time incident. Once it has been identified, the employee should be addressed in private. Privately, a resolution can be found to end the behavior and prevent it from happening further without embarrassing the employee in front of other coworkers. Examples: an employee is constantly tardy to meetings, although they contribute throughout the session. An employee turns in their reports in the incorrect format, but they are always on time. An employee works hard during the day, but takes long breaks and lunches. Breaches in company policy. Situations such as tardiness, improper dress, and poor performance are examples of a breach in company policy. Problems such as these should not wait until the employee's next review, but should be addressed right away. If not properly handled, the employee's behaviors can start to affect others in the office and disrupt the workflow. Employees should be reminded of the company policy, including guidelines to follow and possible consequences for misconduct. Examples: excessive tardiness or absences, consistent violation of dress code policies, disruptive behavior to other employees, continued unsatisfactory job performance. When informal feedback has not worked. Informal feedback includes actions such as a helpful reminder, a discussion in passing, or even an email or memo. Many managers will try one of these methods, or another, to address a problem with an employee and keep the constructive criticism to a minimum. But when informal methods do not work and the behavior continues, the manager needs to then find a form of formal feedback to speak with the employee. Formal feedback, as the name suggests, usually involves a more planned or structured approach, such as a meeting or review. These actions normally allow more direct contact with the employee and can better address the problem as well as a solution. Example of formal feedback: private meetings or discussions, personal follow-up after a particular incident, employee review or appraisal. Immediately after the occurrence. One of the best times to deliver feedback is immediately after the incident happens. This way, the behavior or problem can be addressed right away. If a problem is ignored and allowed to continue, it can not only affect the employee, but coworkers as well. The longer the behavior goes on, or the more time that passes after an incident, the value and effect of the feedback decreases. Formal or informal feedback can be used as long as it effectively resolves the problem. Tips: speak with the employee privately. Address the problem, don't criticize the employee. Find a solution and how it can be implemented. Case study. Joseph has been monitoring his employee Susan and notices that she has continued to be late to their weekly meetings. He also notices that even though she is late, she does contribute to the meeting and has her materials ready. However, her tardiness usually upsets the other employees and disrupts their reports that they have. Joseph sent Susan an email a few days before the meeting and reminded her that she is supposed to arrive on time and be ready for her coworkers' reports. That week, Susan was late for the meeting again. Afterwards, Joseph called Susan into his office and spoke with her about the problem. She had excuses, such as car trouble or broken alarms. Joseph reminded Susan where it is against company policy to constantly be tardy and reviewed the policy page with her, including possible consequences for continued behavior. At the following week's meetings, Susan arrived on time. Module 2, Question 1. Which of the following is an example of a repeated event or behavior? leaving work early every Friday afternoon, forgot to include a memo in the weekly report, starting a newsletter for the office, cleaning the break room. Module 2, Question 2. How can a manager be sure if a behavior is being repeated or a one-time occurrence? Assume it will happen again. Monitor the employee to see if the behavior keeps happening. Ask one of their coworkers if they've done it before. Ignore the problem until it happens again. Module 2, Question 3. What is an example of a breach in company policy? Requesting a meeting with the manager. Using the company ice machine in the break room. Getting approval for a day off. Improper dress code. Module 2, Question 4. What can happen if a breach of policy is not addressed? The employee will normally change on their own. Other employees can be affected by the incident. Managers can become immune to the problem. Other employees will begin to ignore them. Module 2, Question 5. What is an example of formal feedback? Reminder email, office memo, employee evaluation, speaking at the water cooler. Module 2, Question 6. What is a benefit of using formal feedback instead of informal feedback? Allows direct contact with the employee and ensures understanding. The manager can say whatever they want. Allows the manager to address information with having to see the employee. The employee doesn't have to come to work for it. Module 2, Question 7. What is a consequence of waiting too long to give feedback? The feedback's value and purpose is lessened. The employee feels ignored. The manager grows angrier. The manager forgets what they were going to say. Module 2, Question 8. Any form of feedback can be used after an incident as long as what? The manager knows what they are going to say. The type of feedback effectively resolves the problem. The employee is made to feel badly. The type of feedback is identified first. Module 2, Question 9. What event was Susan always late for? Monthly employee reviews, team reward meetings, office parties, weekly employee meetings. Module 2, Question 10. What form of feedback did Joseph try first with Susan? Informal, constructive, formal, passive.